Top U.S. law enforcement officials appeared on network television talk shows today, responding to new reports that the government had information about terrorists planning attacks prior to September 11th. Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller said again that intelligence gathered before the attacks could have been better analyzed and disseminated, but both said they still do not believe the attacks could have been foreseen or prevented. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Today, more independent reports on failures in the government's handling of terrorism alerts prior to 9/11. Newsweek reports that in 2000, the CIA tracked two al-Qaeda operatives into the U.S., but didn't alert either the INS or the FBI. The two men later boarded American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon on September 11th. Attorney General John Ashcroft on Fox News Sunday said he'd seen the article, but couldn't yet respond directly to its claims. He said he's more focused on what to do now.
We better do everything possible to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's my job. That's my responsibility. That's why I'm focused on the future more than I am on the past right now.
But stories about past failures keep surfacing and demanding attention. Today, FBI Director Robert Mueller said on NBC's Meet the Press that the U.S. Inspector General will investigate what went wrong.
The Inspector General is looking at each of these instances. To the extent that there are procedures that need to be changed, we're well on the way of changing those procedures. To the extent that there are individuals whose conduct need to be looked at, the Inspector General is looking at that. And we are moving forward to try to prevent additional terrorist attacks.
Neither Ashcroft nor Mueller suggested the revelations were at an end. In fact, Ashcroft said he expects to find out more.
We are gathering and providing documents, tens of thousands of documents, and that this agency is not only looking at what comes through the Justice Department and the FBI, but through a variety of sources. And when that mosaic is finally assembled, we're going to know even more than we know now.
One recurring theme in all of the emerging reports, various government agencies each had clues about al-Qaeda that might have been meaningful to other agencies. FBI Director Mueller said coordination of information is one of the first problems he's had to tackle.
Since September 11th, we've done a number of things to assure that this does not happen again.
But even if all that information had been known to one brain, Attorney General Ashcroft told ABC's This Week he did not think law enforcement agencies could have known enough to prevent the attacks.
My view is that the information we now have does not indicate that there was a substantial likelihood of detecting this.
The House and Senate Intelligence Committees will hold joint meetings beginning this week. At those hearings, some of the same top law officials who made their public case today will testify behind closed doors, and lawmakers hope to learn more. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.